Hello, everyone. I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He is truly mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord understands us well, and He knows how to bless mankind. A lot of times people say the Lord moves in mysterious ways. On our end, it's sort of a mystery. But when you study the Word of God, the mystery unfolds. And when you're in His presence and He reveals His plan, the mystery unfolds some more. And I know the last two broadcasts, we talked about how we're still talking about end times. But in it, we talked about how Jesus is a high priest. And He knows where the people are that were here. And the Holy Spirit organizes people. He's in charge of the anointing. And when the Lord see people that are hungry for the word, or people that were here in certain conditions, the Lord turns around and set those conditions up. That's why sometimes you have to work at places you probably wouldn't want to work at, or doors open up for you so that you can be there, because God has somebody there that will listen to you. Or He send you there because there's somebody there that will help you understand so that you can believe on Jesus, so that you can get saved. And the Lord moves, He moves when it comes to His people. Sometimes you'll get the promotion or somebody else will get the promotion in order to set things up. The Lord moves by His Spirit. When I say that He moves by His Spirit, He's doing things all the time. Even things I can't comprehend. But what He shared with me, I know. And I realize. And I believe it. But the Lord is the one who get the right people in place in order to hear. You can't see the outcome of what He gives you to do all the time. Sometimes you'll never see the fullness of what's going on in the part you play. Or the part you will play. But when we go to heaven, we'll know. But on this side, it's a mystery. But I know the Lord, and I know that He doesn't waste good. And when He hears people, when He knows that people will get saved, He send people, He send the right people that way. Whatever He has to do, He does it. Now, with that in mind, remember, Jesus is our high priest. And He petitions the Father. And the Father ordains what needs to happen. He forgives us of our sins. The Holy Spirit, He organizes the anointed and anointed people. That's why if you're a man of God or a woman of God, it's not just important that you obey Him. It's very important. And we're going to cover that some more. Whatever He anoints you to do, that's what you need to be doing. But among ministers, they usually want to do something great in the eyes of man. And that's where they mess up. You have to follow God. If you want to be effective, follow God. Will I be well known, preacher? Who knows? If you're following God, you're doing the best you could do. When you stand before the Father, you want to hear Him say, "Well done." People that chase big ministries and try to be great in the eyes of man, they will not hear God say, "Well done," because they're messing up. If you don't, in Luke, Jesus put it this way. He said, "If you don't build with me, you scatter." If you want to build the kingdom, you got to do what God gives you to do. And not all the times the best, what's a good idea to people. Sometimes you're going to have to go in prayer along with the Lord. What He put inside you, that's what you need to do. And everything else comes after that. If you're at a good church and you're helping the man of God, fine. But when God gives you something to do, you got to make it happen. Like I said before, if people are off track, their advice will be off track. If they have a mind to build a great ministry in the eyes of men, that's what their advice is going to be. And it'll be trained usually to get you to help them do that. But when people follow God, they're going to encourage that you're going to get the best type of advice from people who are trying to obey what the Lord put on the inside. And I've watched what the Lord puts on people on the inside. It makes sense. It's just like when James said that the word of God is easy to be entreated. It's easy to understand. It's easy to do it because the Holy Spirit, you're doing something that the Holy Spirit is putting together. And he sends you where key people are. They may be poor, they may be rich, but when you follow God, you're gonna prosper better when you follow God than if you follow man's plan. And that's just the way it is. Now, getting people to the point where they can trust God with all of their life is the challenge. Because people do not like to come out of the mindset that they're used to. It's a struggle for them. And most people hold on tight to whatever it is they agree with. But when you study the Word of God, you see things in a greater way. And you're able to make the adjustments that you normally couldn't make on your own. And hearing from God, if you want to hear the voice of the Lord and have the strength to follow him, you're going to have to study the Word of God. Now, last time I said that, I talked about how preachers and good people of God, they don't know how to be led by him. Because when he speaks, they don't realize it's him until it's too late. And they have an emergency. But the cure for that, I said, was studying the Word of God. And I didn't say that to put people down. I said it because I did it. There were times that the Lord would be trying to get something over to me. And when I go in his presence, I collapse. Or I'm just in awe of his presence. And whatever he speak, I didn't have the strength to carry it out. But when he got my attention, when he called me to the ministry, he gave me a word to minister. That's the anointing. And that's when I would hear him. I wouldn't hear him otherwise. Only when he gave me a message. Until he told me to study 15 chapters a day. I'd study 5 in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, 5 at night. That's what he told me to do. So I study 15 chapters. But I do 5 in the morning. And most of the time I do 10 before I go to sleep. It wasn't always easy, but it turned out to be easier than what I was about to go through. Because my job was hard. I fixed cars. And that's not always easy. And sometimes I'd come in late, but I would not let myself go to sleep until I read those 10 chapters. And I'd read 5 before I left the house. And I'd try to read 5 in the middle of the day. And that usually didn't work out well. But in the evening, sometimes, folks, I would stand on my 2 feet because I was too tired to sit down and read without going to sleep. And I would pace the floor until I read those 5 chapters. And then it got to the point the Lord would give me chapters to read. I started out reading whatever I wanted to. And then the Lord started giving me chapters and bringing things to my attention. Now, when you read scriptures at a time, you're getting a few thoughts. But when you read the chapter, you get the thought in its proper context. And that's what made the difference. And after about 3 months, I was in his presence one day and he started talking. I said, "Lord, don't go nowhere. I got questions. And I want to ask you my questions. And I want you to stay and I want you to respond to my questions." That's what I was saying. And he did. And the relationship changed. He started talking to me. And he talked to me about things that I needed to know, things about ministry, things he would prepare me for what he wanted to do. And then I began to have the insight that the Holy Spirit shared with me. It happened precept on precept. It didn't happen overnight. And most Christians don't even do this. And now they'll pray for, I knew people that would pray for hours. but they wouldn't study for hours. And if you're going to pray for hours, you need to study as well, because studying God's word, not just your favorite scriptures to get you out of a jam, but when you study the chapters and the Holy Spirit is directing you to where to study from, he's preparing you for what you need the most. And if you can trust the Holy Spirit like that, you can grow better and you're more effective. And he taught me to love his people. I said, Lord, when I saw that he strengthened me to love people, I said, teach me how to love people that's hard to love. And then the revelation started coming. He started waking me up at night, teaching me things, giving me songs, giving me writings. That was a time I wrote a word every day. I wrote a poem or a word or something every day. I got notebooks full of things the Lord would share with me, and it made my life better, because it gave me more understanding to work with. And when I say he's moving by his spirit, I mean it every time. Because I don't share what he's doing. I'm letting you know that he's good and he got your back. And I thank God for that. Now, I got a website called newlivingletters.com. I got two ministry websites. One is old, one is new. The old one is livingletterministries.com, just like the radio broadcast, the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Well, the website and the radio broadcast started in the same week. And livingletterministries.com is the old one. And it's got a lot of writings on there. It's got books on there that the Lord gave. And it's got old radio broadcasts on there from 2012 and down a few years. Now, something happened with my computer, and I wasn't able to download anymore. And the website host was old, and it didn't work good with the new operating system. So I got a new website. The Lord gave me a new one called newlivingletters.com. It's called newlivingletters.com. One day at church, at the end of praise and worship, the name of that website came to me. I called GoDaddy, and I told him the domain name I wanted, and it was available. So that was God who gave me the topic, newlivingletters.com. I wanted something simple and easy to remember. So go to newlivingletters.com. This radio broadcast is on the air along with others, and I'm just getting it started. I started it back in February. I'm trying to catch it up. So every week, look and see what's new, because I'm always adding something to it. Our Sunday school lessons are on there, and it's a blessing. You know, if a man finds a jewel, a gold ring, I'm telling you where the gold is. Go to newlivingletters.com. Everything on there is free. I got some writings on there the Lord gave, and I'm about to publish some more. Now, and if you want to give to Living Letter Ministries, you can. Send the proceeds to Living Letter Ministries, 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214. That's 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214. Because I want to expand this ministry. Ministry costs money. But that doesn't bother me. I just want to do great, because people need God's word. Now, the Lord, getting people to shift gears from where they are to where God wants them to be. You know, you got to remember something. The Lord put us, we're in the kingdom of God, folks. We live in America. We live in this country or wherever you live. But we're in the kingdom of God right now. And you can petition God for whatever you need, wherever you need it. And he can help you. He can teach you how to prosper. The word of God can train you how you can prosper. And when I have a challenge, I say, Lord, how can I do it? What do I need to do? This kind of relationship stems out of a healthy study of God's word every day. If you need to eat every day, or you start feeling weak, how much more do we need God's word every day? Don't just give all your time to the things of this world, to television and working all the time. Take time and study the word of God. You can listen to the word on your smartphone now. That's what I do, because I work a lot. And I have to study so I can minister and so I can live. Now, Apostle Paul last week, we're going to talk more about this next week, but last week, he said he count all things as waste, as dung, that he might know God. He said he pressed toward the high calling of God in Christ Jesus in Philippians chapter 3. He said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but nothing but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Now, he said, not as though I already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if I may apprehend, for that which also I am apprehended of Christ. In other words, when we trust the Lord to train us, we're going to learn something so valuable that it's going to make the difference, and we'll be able to go from where we are to a greater place in Christ, which is where we want to be. He can show us how to solve all relationship problems, all financial problems, all medical problems. But you have to be trainable. And that kind of you're going to need strength to be trainable. First, you got to be willing, and the Word helps you be willing. And it gives you the stamina so that when the Lord speaks, you don't collapse. See, in his presence, I couldn't compose myself. You know, if I was standing up, I'd fall. You know how people laugh about people who fall out in the spirit? That's because when the presence of God comes, that's power. And your body's weak. And one of you are going to give, and it's going to be you. But when the Word is in you, remember when Daniel stood before the angel, he just fell out. And then the angel that looked like a human, the one that looked like a man, picked him up. And he had strength to stand and quit falling out. Well, the Word of God will do the same thing. Lack of knowledge don't need to exist when you're in the kingdom of God. When you have the Holy Spirit that's willing to guide you and trying hard to guide you. One preacher, the Lord told me, he said, tell him I want his attention. And I told him what the Lord said. I said, hey, the Lord told me to tell you he wants your attention. And then the guy said, my sister said the same thing. People struggle to give God their attention, but they want God to have their attention. They want God to do what they want to do. They want God to help them do their ministry work instead of saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? Now, think about it this way. Who called who? If you've been called to the ministry, did you call God to your ministry or did he call you to his ministry? And if you got good sense and he called you to his ministry, then why not ask him what he wants you to do and stop trying to find out what other people want you to do? And let your spirit man be quiet for a while so you can hear what he wants you to do. And I know how it feels. I've done the same thing. The night he woke me up and called me to the ministry, I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? How am I going to do it? I was all anxious about it. He said two words to me, follow me. I got up and stood on my feet in the living room and went right back and went to sleep. Because in other words, there was no pressure on me. See, I was accepting pressure to do God's work. There was no pressure. That pressure was in my mind. When he said, follow me, that was, all right, I'll follow you. I went back to bed. And whatever he gave me to do, I make sure I do it. Now, that take a lot of problems away. I don't have all the problems that a lot of ministers have because I do what he say. And it always works. Oh, man, we're out of time. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to teach those who are hungry and thirsty after his word. Now, till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.